From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has reaffirmed his vow to crack down on undocumented immigrants living in the United States. VOA's Richard Green has the full story on Trump's long-anticipated speech highlighting the cornerstone of his candidacy.
The billionaire real estate developer laid out a series of goals in a passionate speech Wednesday night in Phoenix, Arizona, beginning with his key promise to build a wall along the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S. border with Mexico.
And Mexico will pay for the wall.
Trump also pledged to create a new special force that will deport all undocumented immigrants from the United States to their home countries. The aggressive tone of Trump's speech was in sharp contrast to his subdued appearance earlier Wednesday during a joint press conference with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico City. Trump told reporters that he and Peña Nieto did not discuss whether the U.S. or Mexico would pay for his proposed wall. But in a series of Twitter messages, the Mexican leader insisted he told Trump that his country will not pay for the barrier. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in the U.S. state of Florida Thursday morning. NASA said SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site, shaking buildings several kilometers away. Webcam video showed a large plume of smoke at the launch site. No one was injured, but the rocket and a satellite were on board were destroyed, according to SpaceX. Authorities said the test was part of preparations for the launch this Saturday of a rocket. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday. "Venezuela is hungry," yelled some of the protesters, all dressed in white as they marched in the east of the capital. Protesters are pressing for a recall referendum against the president, whose approval ratings have fallen to a dismal 25% this year. The opposition was hoping for 1 million people, wary of ongoing recession, inflation in the triple digits, and a countrywide shortage of food and basic necessities to march through the capital Thursday. Maduro threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence broke out, but Jesus Torralba, opposition party Democratic Unity Roundtable leader, has vowed that marches will remain peaceful. Violent clashes have erupted in Gabon's capital after the Electoral Commission said incumbent President Ali Bongo had been reelected. Soon after the outcome was announced, protesters attacked the National Assembly in the capital, Libreville, and government forces stormed the headquarters of opposition leader Jean Ping. Emily Aub has the latest from Johannesburg.
Government forces said they assaulted the headquarters of political opponent Jean Ping to arrest the people responsible for setting fire to the National Assembly building. Protesters took to the street Wednesday, soon after the National Electoral Commission said incumbent President Ali Bongo won Saturday's elections with 49.8% of the vote, defeating his main rival, Jean Ping, by a little more than 5,000 votes nationally. In Bongo's stronghold province, Oouge, the official result showed that 95% of the voters cast their ballot in favor of Bongo, and the voter turnout was 99%. The opposition says these numbers are not credible. Emily Yap for VOA News in Johannesburg.
Turkey on Wednesday denied U.S. claims that it agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters and says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But a spokesman for Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, called a truce out of the question. While Turkey denied it had entered into a ceasefire with the Kurds, Wednesday marked the third day with no reports of fighting between the two sides, suggesting that both the U.S. allies had heeded its calls for peace, at least for the time being. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that the Turkish government considers linked to Kurdistan Worker Party rebels at home. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.